Well, I've been involved in these issues for such a long time. I've accrued a lot of knowledge, and I understand a lot of the history of the issues in this county. And I've been living here and working here for over 40 years. And as I look around, I realize that I may be one of the best available candidates to contribute at this time.
What are some of the main issues on your mind in this race?
Well, there's a myriad of issues. One of the main issues that's been on my mind lately has been affordability, income inequality, housing, jobs and wages. It's been the campaign issue that keeps on giving. I've just heard it year after year after year, and so little actually seems to get done about these things. So I've made it a point to really spend some time concentrating on affordable housing, and I've been involved recently in the Orange County Living Wage Project, where we're certifying businesses and actually causing some employers to give raises to people, which has been really satisfying. So I'd like to see what can be done at the county level. And one of the main things I'd like to see is some experimental projects, not spend years and years on some overarching plan, but let's build a tiny house community as a transitional community for homeless people, say, and see what we can learn from that. Let's build some smaller affordable housing communities and see what we can learn from that rather than just drag these things out forever.
What do you see from the commission so far that you would like to continue, or are there some areas that you think could be improved on from the commissioner's perspective?
Well, the commissioners need a strong majority that are committed to affordability for the first thing. We've just been through a debate over what to include in the 2016 bond referendum, and to my shock and surprise, the majority of them did not want to put affordable housing money in this bond, nor did they want to engage with the affordable housing community as part of compiling the bond referendum. So if I can get elected, that pretty much ensures a majority that will move forward on these affordability issues. We've got so much poverty in this county, and certainly the state and federal government are not helping us out. They're actually doing just the opposite. They're throwing roadblocks in our way to helping our neighbors. And I just feel like we have to move and move quicker than we have.
What about some other areas where you see things that could be continued by the commissioners, or areas that could be improved upon from what they've done in the past?
Well, I've always been a strong supporter of the educational system that we have. And, in regard to the bond referendum, we clearly need a large infusion of money to take care of maintenance of the schools and, possible expansion of the schools, because the school system is, one of the jewels of our community and certainly valued by everyone. And the budget is always a major, event during the year, every year when they get together to look at the budget. And the county commissioners have done a pretty good job reaching consensus on what we need to do. And, I was on the Iwasa board, worked on 7 budgets with them. I'm familiar with the process. So those have been pretty steady contributions. But I would just like to see, really, my mind keeps coming back to affordability. It's talked about and not acted on very much. And, of course, then there's solid waste. We still we're wasting $1 million a year sending our solid waste, 100 miles away. And I went to Sampson County, to the Sampson County landfill, to see where our trash is going, where half of our trash is going. And it's going to an African-American community down there that is in worse shape than the Rogers Road neighborhood. And it's right backed up against the landfill. It was shocking. So we need to, we need to solve that problem. We need a transfer station in Orange County that we can control. And we need to then make better arrangements as to where the trash goes from there.